Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Chickley.
Okay, well, I have a question for you. My question is, have you ever seen any wild animals in person?
Actually, only at the zoo.
Okay.
Do you like zoos?
Not really. I'm not a big zoo fan. I don't like seeing animals in cages. I think they should be in their natural environments. As I'm from Canada, I have had the opportunity to see lots of wild animals in person.
Wow. What are they?
Well, I was on a hike once in the mountains, and I walked right up behind a moose.
Oh.
And it was huge. Oh. And knowing what I'm supposed to do, as a good Canadian does, I stopped, and my friend and I immediately backed up, and we waited until the moose left the path. Now, had it been a different season, if the moose was maybe trying to find a mate, we would have had to turn around and go back because a little too dangerous. But since it wasn't that time of year, we could just keep going once he moved.
You must have taken a lot of pictures.
I did take a couple, yes. I've also seen bears and lots of deer and lots of smaller animals like foxes and skunks.
Wow. Which one is your favorite?
Oh, probably the bears. I like the bears.
Okay, but they attack actually sometimes.
Well, not if you know what you're doing, you can stay
far away. Actually.
Well, don't feed bears. It's not a good idea, guys. Anyways, we're talking about wild animals today. So why don't we get started on our article to find out what's going on?
Reading.
Super Senses, Season 2. In the wild, animals must use their senses and learn to adapt in order to survive. On Animal Planet's hit show, Super Senses, Season 2, viewers can observe how creatures at the top of the food chain rule the roost. At over 2,300 kilograms, great white sharks are known for their powerful bite. However, it's their sense of smell that makes them so deadly. In fact, 70% of their brain is concentrated on smelling out their next meal. Sharks can detect drops of blood from 5 kilometers away, which helps them track down their prey. Getting bitten by a great white shark is like getting stabbed by 300 steak knives at once. Thus, their victims don't stand much of a chance. On land, African savanna elephants are powerful beasts. Unlike sharks, however, these gentle giants are vegetarians. To find food and water sources, they rely on their sense of touch. Using their sensitive trunks, elephants can feel the ground shake and communicate with other elephants from over 10 kilometers away. Trunks can also be a powerful tool that enables them to tear down trees so they can snack on some tasty leaves.
Okay, so today's article starts out with the sentence, "In the wild, animals must use their senses and learn to adapt in order to survive." Now, we've used this word adapt, and that's something that all animals and humans need to learn to do. When you adapt, you gradually change your behavior and attitude so that you can be successful in a new situation. For example, you might have to adapt your behavior when you go to a new school. Over time, when we talk about animals, the bodies of animals and humans have changed so that they can survive in different weather, with different foods, and other things. Now, here's an example sentence. I'm not used to working in such a noisy office, but I guess I'll just have to adapt.
It happens, okay. So adapt 就是适应啊，然后也有改变的意思。那像刚刚 Erin 所说的那个句子呢，就是说非常不适应办公室的生活 ，so you have to adapt yourself in the office. Right, so it means to become adjusted to new condition, or when you adapt a play or book, that means you change it so that it can be made into a film or show. So when it means to be like, what it means to get used to a new environment,、mm-hmm. the word is usually accompanied by to, T-O.、Mm-hmm. So we can say, the children find it hard to adapt to the new school life.
That's right.
Okay, 所以就小孩子呢就觉得要适应学校生活很困难。那如果是改编的意思的时候呢，他就会跟着我们的介系词 for 来一起用哦。譬如说 we can say Stephen will adapt his new book for television、mm-hmm. 就是要把他的新书改编成电视剧。
Okay, well, we are talking about a TV show today、mm-hmm. and here it, the second sentence introduces it for us. It says, on Animal Planet'sHit show Super Senses Season 2, I tried that 5 times fast, viewers can observe how creatures at the top of the food chain rule the roost. Now there's a few things to talk about in there, but first we're going to talk about the verb observe. Now this verb is a formal way of saying that you see or notice something.We often use this word when we're talking about things we're watching for scientific reasons or to study something. Now, here's an example. For the next 2 months, we will be observing these seeds to see how they grow.
All right, so observe 就是观察、注意到。So an observer is、mm-hmm. a person that watches or notices something.
That's right.
后面加一个 er 就会变成观察的人哦。It could be an expert or analyst in a particular field, such as political observers,、mm-hmm. 就是专门在观察政治的观察家。Alright, so let's take a look at the noun, which is observation. So most students in this class have displayed the skill of precise observation. 就是这一班大部分的学生呢都展现出很独特的观察力 They're so smart.
Smart students, that's、mm-hmm. right. Alright, well, also in that phrase, or in that sentence, we saw the phrase rule the roost. Now, this is today's shortcut for you, so we'll take a quick break to find out what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Pat, I have a new article for you to write.
Another one? I have so much work already.
Well, you have to do it, so don't waste time complaining.
I'm going to tell Winnie about this.
Good luck. Winnie is on vacation all week.
Does that mean you're ruling the roost now?
Roast? I'll roast you if you don't get to work!
I said roost, not roast! I said to rule the roost, and to rule the roost means to be in charge. Be the person who makes all the decisions for a group.
I knew that. I'm in charge. Rule the roost means 掌权当家做主。
So, you're the boss now, huh?
That's right.And, since I rule the roost, you have to do what I said.
Yes, boss.
This, right, this, and that. Examples of those.
Okay, welcome back. Now, let's find out about one of these animals that rules the roost. Here it says, at over 2,300 kilograms, great white sharks are known for their powerful bite.Now, did you know that great white sharks have about 300 teeth?
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bite you want to experience.
You're definitely not. Mm-hmm. So be very careful when you go to the beach next time. They might want to get you.
Well, I doubt they'll be close to the beach, but you should always be careful.
Yeah.
All right. Here, let's learn more about the sharks. It says, however, it's their, that's the shark's, sense of smell that makes them so deadly.
好，所以我们来看一下刚刚 Aaron 老师说的这个句子。It's their sense of smell that makes them so deadly. 这一句是在说呢，他们的嗅觉让他们非常的致命哦，很容易就可以让别人把别人致死。所以这边就是要强调鲨鱼的嗅觉啊。好 ，Alright， 所以我们就会用 cleft sentence 分裂强调句来加强我们的语气哦。For example, is 我们用一个最简单的句子来代表这一个分裂强调句。It was my younger sister that you spoke to on the phone. 好，我们现在强调什么呢？你通话那个人就是我妹妹，所以我们强调的东西就放在 it was 的后面，然后 that 再把句子剩下的部分放上去。
Okay, so shark's sense of smell is so strong、
uh-huh.
that here it says, in fact, 70% of their brain is concentrated on smelling out their next meal.
Aww.
Okay, so that's a lot of brain power just for the smelling. All right, so we saw the verb concentrate. When you concentrate, you think very hard and carefully about one specific thing. You're not paying attention to anything but that thing. Now, we often use the verb concentrate with on, or to make the phrase concentrate something on something, like the sentence in the article. For example, the shark concentrates most of its brain on smelling food. Here's another example. Don't bother Titus. He's trying to concentrate on his studies. Here's another example. Titus is too tired to play basketball because he's been concentrating all his energy on his studies.
What a hardworking student. Mm. All right, 所以当你全神贯注、集中注意力的时候，我们都会说 concentrate. 所以鲨鱼其实脑部有 70% 的精力就是集中在找出他们的下一份大餐哦。那也有集中的意思啊，譬如我们可以说世界的人口大部分都集中在印度，我们就可以说 most of the world's population is concentrated in India.
That is correct. All right, well, we know that 70% of the shark's brain goes to smelling, and we even have another interesting fact to back that up. Here it says sharks can detect drops of blood from 5 kilometers away, which helps them track down their prey. Okay.
Right. You don't want to bleed in the sea.
No, don't bleed in the sea because the shark can smell that blood.
Yeah.
All right. We use the word detect. The shark can detect the smell of blood. When you detect something, you notice or discover something that is not easy to see, smell, or hear, or other things. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's an example. Look. The police dog has detected the prisoner's smell. Let's go.
I've always thought that police dogs are smarter than human beings.
Yeah,
so detect 就是 discover 或者 identify something. So it's a verb. When it's a noun, it is spelled 就加上 T-I-O-N, 就是 T-E, D-E-T-E-C-T-I-O-N. Mm-hmm. It also carries the same meaning. It's 就一样有侦查啦，侦测的意思。It means the action or process of identifying something.
That's right. Now, we also used a similar phrase that has a similar meaning to detect. The phrase is track something down. Now, when you track something down, you find something that is difficult to find because you have spent a long time searching for it in several different places.For example, I finally tracked down the book I was looking for in a small bookstore. Nobody else had it.
Okay, so 就是终于找到了，所以 track something down 就是花很久时间找不到的东西你找到了，或经过追踪找到。所以 let's take a look at another sentence. So Emma had spent years trying to track down her long-lost brother.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we also saw that sharks are trying to track down prey. Let's find out what the word prey is that sharks are looking for.
So prey is an animal that is hunted by another for food. It could also be a verb. 那如果用成我们通常会加一个 on, 所以我们就可以说啊 tigers prey on deer. 就是老虎呢是吃鹿 they like eating deer. All right, so if you want to use it as a noun, we can rewrite a sentence usingfall prey to something, or fall prey to some kind of animals, or some kind of thing, doesn't matter. So you can say deer fall prey to tigers, 就是鹿是被老虎吃掉的。
Okay, so like we kind of talked about earlier, the article tells us, getting bitten by a great white shark is like getting stabbed by 300 steak knives at once.We used the phrase at once in that sentence. Now, this phrase is used to show that some things happen together all at the same time. Now, because a great white shark has 300 teeth, one bite is like 300 sharp knives stabbing you all at the same time or at once. Here's another example. New studies have shown that we shouldn't try to do multiple things at once.We should do them one at a time for better results.
Right, 所以就像刚刚 Aaron 说的，一次不要做太多事情，做一件事情一次性效果会比较好啊。好，所以 at once 就是同时的意思，那除了同时啊，也有立刻马上的意思，譬如说你很生气，你给我过来， get over here at once、立马给我过来。
Yeah, so we can also use it to mean immediately、
yeah.
And if you say, if you hear someone say get over here at once, you better go quick.
Yeah.
All right, so here it also says, thus their victims don't stand much of a chance. Now, victim, of course, is what you become when something bad happens to you, like getting bitten by a shark.
Oh, all right, so that's just too bad. Every time I see people getting bitten by sharks in movies, I just feel so bad for them, even though I know it's not real.
It isn't. And you know what? Sharks get a bad reputation, but they really don't hurt that many people.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Let's learn about another animal that rules the roost. Here it says, on land, African savanna elephants are powerful beasts. Now, before we go on, we should probably just mention that a savanna is a large, flat area of grassy land, especially like the ones found in Africa.
Okay, 所以这个 savanna 就是几乎没有树的大平原哦，像那种非洲一大片的草原都可以叫做 savanna.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we know that elephants are big animals, right? But here it says, unlike sharks, however, these gentle giants are vegetarians. Okay, so they're not going to bite you.
All right.
Okay, so but they are quite big, so don't get caught under their feet.
All right.
Now, we did learn that they're vegetarians. Here we're using vegetarian as a noun, and it's a person or an animal that does not eat meat or fish. Now, we can also use the word as an adjective to describe a dish that does not contain meat or fish. For example, Lucy is a vegetarian, so don't serve her any chicken, please.
Okay, so are you a vegetarian?
I am not.
I am not either. All right, so vegetarian 就是很像 vegetable, 看起来很像吧，它就是蔬菜的意思，所以很像蔬菜，就是吃菜的人，就是素食者。那你就可以说 I have a lot of friends who are vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.Okay, so they're not going to eat us, but they are going to eat lots of grass, and they have to find this grass somehow. So here it says, to find food and water sources, they rely on their sense of touch.
Okay,
so what they're doing is they're relying on touch. Now, when you rely on something, you depend on this thing because you need it to survive or exist.Of course, as humans, we rely on water to keep us hydrated. Without it, we would die. Here's an example. The animals in this forest rely on this river for fresh, clean water.
Okay, 所以就是依靠、信赖。你信赖一个人或事物，譬如说你很相信一个人，他给的建议你觉得一定会很有用啊，你就可以说 I rely on you for good advice.
Mm-hmm. It's always nice to have one of those people around.
Yeah.
All right, so let's find out how they do it. It says, using their sensitive trunks, elephants can feel the ground shake and communicate with other elephants from over 10 kilometers away. All right, so that's pretty far to feel the ground shaking.
That's true.
It's a good thing they're so heavy.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out what else their trunks can do.Trunks can also be a powerful tool that enables them to tear down trees so they can snack on some tasty leaves.
Aww.
That's good, right? All right, so the trunk enables them to tear down tree branches. This verb is when you make it possible for a person or thing to do something. Okay, so for example, my legs enable me to walk, right? Or...Cameras enable us to teach these lessons for you.
Oh, wow.
All right, here's another example. This special easy card enables tourists to travel anywhere they want in Taipei for 3 days.
Do you have one?
I don't. I have a normal one.
Oh, yeah, me too. All right, so enable somebody to do something, 就是让某人可以做某事的事情啊的意思。So elephants use their trunks to tear down trees in order to eat.
Mm-hmm.
所以大象用鼻子把树用垮就可以吃到很好吃的树叶。So we will take a look at another sentence.
Mm-hmm.
我们可以说 money enables us to get what we want.
Uh-huh.
I wish I had a lot of money so I could do whatever I want.
Right.
All right, so number Number two, the new equipment will enable the audience to sit in comfort while watching the performance. 就是新的设备可以让观众在看表演的时候坐起来很舒服 just like what we are right now.
Yeah.、Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so we've learned about sharks and how they use their sense of smell.And elephants use their sense of touch. Now, we're not finished quite yet. We've got another day to talk about more animals.
Oh, so excited.
We can't finish all those animals in one day. So for now, we're just going to go to our For You chat, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
For You chat.
Okay, welcome back to review time. Now, this is one of my favorite questions to ask people. What do you think the most powerful human sense is and why?
Well, I think it depends on the individual. Okay. Like for me, I think my most powerful human sense is my sense of smell.
Okay. So if you had to live without a sense of smell, that would be really bad for you?
I know. I'm so good at smelling things. Like okay. If I go somewhere and my friends are around, I'm like, I smell something weird in this box. And they're like, I smell nothing.
What about you? Okay. For me, I think the most powerful human sense is touch. I've thought about this question a lot, and I know that a lot of people live without sight, blind people, and without hearing, that's deaf people, and I even know some people who live without the sense of taste and smell. Mm-hmm. Those ones are kind of related, but can you imagine not being able to feel a hug?
Ooh. That's going to feel weird. Make me feel very bad.
You know,
I want to feel it right now. I wish I feel it.
Yeah, so for me, the most powerful one is touch because touch comes from your skin. Mm-hmm. And your skin is all over your body, right? And so it affects everything you do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that's my opinion. But like Chicklin said, everyone has a different idea of this. And it's actually a really interesting question to see what your friends or classmates might think.So why don't you guys talk about this question? And don't forget to explain why you think that sense is the most powerful. Mm-hmm. But we have to say goodbye for today. So we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Super Senses Season 2. In the wild, animals must use their senses and learn to adapt in order to survive. On Animal Planet's hit show,Super Senses Season 2, viewers can observe how creatures at the top of the food chain rule the roost. At over 2,300 kilograms, great white sharks are known for their powerful bite. However, it's their sense of smell that makes them so deadly. In fact, 70% of their brain is concentrated on smelling out their next meal.Sharks can detect drops of blood from 5 kilometers away, which helps them track down their prey. Getting bitten by a great white shark is like getting stabbed by 300 steak knives at once. Thus, their victims don't stand much of a chance. On land, African savanna elephants are powerful beasts. Unlike sharks, however,These gentle giants are vegetarians. To find food and water sources, they rely on their sense of touch. Using their sensitive trunks, elephants can feel the ground shake and communicate with other elephants from over 10 kilometers away. Trunks can also be a powerful tool that enables them to tear down trees so they can snack on some tasty leaves.
Vocabulary Review. Adapt. Richard found it hard to adapt to his new senior high school and struggled to make friends. Observe. In this experiment, students were askedTo observe how a chemical affected their solutions. Concentrate. The soccer coach asked her players to concentrate more on passing the ball to one another. Detect. Luckily, doctors detected Barbara's cancer early, so she was able to receive treatment right away. Vegetarian. Ethan is a vegetarian, so let's choose a restaurant that has plenty of meatless dishes. Enable. This special device enables its owner to translate a different language in real time.